The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Neil Ring is with me. Neil is a Dublin City Councillor for the North Inner City, a part of Dublin where, by all accounts, Jerry the Monk Hutch might be knocking on doors in the not too distant future looking for your number one vote. Neil, what do you think of the Monk running for the Dáil?
Well, the way I look at it, Kieran, is anybody's entitled to put their name forward. I think it's a great testimony to our democracy that, you know, anybody literally can just say, I can put my name forward here for the Dáil. We saw in the local elections the great thing about some non-nationals and new Irish or whatever the politically correct way of saying it is, we're on the ticket. And that's great. And I mean, that all helps democracy. Now, if Jerry was knocking on doors in the North Inner City, I'd be fairly confident he would get, in the main, a very good reception, because he's from the North Inner City. The family were Foley Street, then Liberty House. Huge number of them still living here, obviously. Mm. And he's been around. He's set up Corinthians Boxing Club. He's been really, and like we saw how that's come to fruition, and the number of kids that took off the streets and basically saved him from a different sort of lifestyle. So, you know, I don't know what all the fuss is about. If somebody wants to go up for the Dáil, or I'm glad he didn't go up for the local elections, by the way, Kieran, because as someone who got the last seat, I might have been in a bit of trouble, you know.
Well, I think that the fuss, though, surely, did is that he's a gangster.
Well, look, he has a criminal record, but, you know, if you think back, even, and I know it's not an exact comparison, but the first Dáil in 1919, I think it was it 34 of the members, and I remember when I was Lord Mayor, we celebrated the centenary of it, only 27 members turned up because 34 were in prison. You know, so it's not, you know.
Ah, no. I know you said it's not a fair comparison. It's not a comparison at all, really. Like, this is a fella who has been running in one of the state's biggest organised crime groups.
Well, the last time Jerry was convicted of anything was back in the 80s, as far as I know now. And I'm not an expert on his comings and goings. I've seen him down in town around since he was found not guilty of in the court there last year. And like, he's around town. He was at the Kelly Harrington homecoming. You see him up around Clontarf in the shops, whatever. But is that not what our democracy is about, Kieran, that you can put your name forward and let the people decide, not the media, not me, not the newspapers, not the television, not the radio programmes.
Absolutely. And he's as per the rules of the game, he's perfectly entitled to put his name forward. I just think, and look, I appreciate, as you say, he's done a lot for the community there. But, I mean, there'll be other communities that, you know, have felt the kind of the scourge of crime and violence, and they might associate someone like him with that, you know. And I, like, you're right to point out he was found not guilty last year in the Central Criminal Court of what he was charged with, and there will be people who say it's been a long time since he's been directly involved in any of that, but he was fairly heavily involved for a significant part of his life.
And no one's denying that, but again, I would just
but
come
then
back
it,
to
it
the
would
point.
Be maybe there'd be a degree of embarrassment, maybe, let me put it that way, were he to be elected to the Dáil, would there not?
Kieran, there's other candidates, not only in the North Inner City, in the Dublin Central election, that you could actually claim are an embarrassment as well. So, I mean, where do you draw the line? I think you have to let people go and trust the people. Because if the people, let the people decide, that's really what our democracy is about. And they can decide you're not fit for public office, or you are fit for public office. I mean, that's why I put myself forward and if the people decide, yeah, look, he was in the Mansion House and he drank it dry or whatever I used to be accused of down there. The fact that I had 40,000 people in it in the year, you know, seems to have escaped to the media. But, you know, the people decided then the next election, yeah, he did a good job. Let him come back in. And the same with Jerry Hutch or anybody else. You put your name on the ballot paper and it's up to the people to walk in and give you a number 1, 2, 3 or nothing at all.
And what chance would you give him, Neil?
I know the media reports are saying the North Inner City is only a small part of the overall constituency of Dublin Central, but it's actually 50% of it. And the other part is Cabra, Phibsborough, mainly Cabra and Phibsborough. And I would have thought that there would be a lot of connections between the North Inner City and Cabra, for example, because the amount of people who were, like, for example, after the North Strand bombings in 1941, a huge number of people from the North Strand moved up to Cabra. And I remember canvassing up there with John Stafford years ago, and the amount of people who still had connections with the inner city was actually huge. So I genuinely don't know. I know down in the North Inner City, in the likes of North Wall, East Wall, Sheriff Street, around Foley Street, around Liberty House, he'd be very popular.
Well, I tell you what, will we put it this way, given the success he's had with Corinthians, we'll give him a puncher's chance. That's what we'll give him, of a seat.
Well, he's thrown his hat in the ring, so to speak. But as I said, I'm just happy he didn't decide to go for the local elections, which is a normal stepping stone to the Dáil. But if he wants to, it would be very interesting, and it'd be the North Inner City, or the Dublin Central area is going to be a big fight anyway, and a very interesting place. So I think putting Jerry in, and maybe there's talk of Claire Daly, there's Malachy Steenson, there's Christy Burke, there's a great array of characters, but let the people decide, Ciarán. Don't let the media decide who goes on the ticket.
Neil, good to talk to you, as always.
You'll have a vote up there in Phibsborough for him.
I'm not there anymore, I'm afraid, Neil. So I'm telling you, he won't be knocking on my door, I'm afraid. If only he'd run a few election cycles. It's no wonder the place gone to pot since they left. Exactly. Listen, Neil, good to talk to you. Neil Ring is a Dublin City Councillor for the North Inner City. He is, as you heard there as well, a former Lord Mayor of Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.